A husband cannot say to his wife, or here's the Yavim can't say to his wife that it was Miyavim, that take your ksuvim, take your ksuvim for a certain amount of money. I'm setting aside all the property that he inherits from his brother is a meshuba to the ksuva, and he can't just pay her off in some other fashion. Husband can't tell his wife, you know, I'm setting aside some money for your ksuva, and let me sell all the properties. You cannot sell any property in a fashion that there won't be a lien. She has a lien on all of his properties for the ksuva. Gerja, ain't no ksuvasa. Gersha is a Yavam, who is Megarish's wife, is Yavama. Then she only gets her ksuva, and the rest of her husband's property remains by the Yavam. Erzira hareka chol anashim. If he marries afterwards, even if he didn't give the ksuva now, he didn't give the ksuva yet, but since it's a new marriage, we don't say the ksuva, the shiva of the ksuva is limited to the nechasim that he inherited from his brother, but everything he owns now is meshubit. So the ksuva is a lien on all his property. And here's a chiddush. She only has one ksuva. Can I collect two ksuvas? Yeah.